Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is my student on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No law firm sent you anything to sign electronically or through the mail?
No.
Okay. And was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Yourself. And what were you diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
Lymphoma. Excuse me one second. One second. Let me try to get into a quiet space, okay?
Okay.
One second. It's kind of hard. Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you have any medical records or a my chart that...
I do, but unfortunately, I have everything on person, but right now I'm out of town and I will be for the next couple of weeks with my job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And was it Hodgkin's?
But upon return. Yeah, but upon my return, I can provide those to you mm-hmm. if necessary.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm if it was Hodgkin's lymphoma or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's, I'm sorry. Non-Hodgkin's, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know if you heard me say non, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Excuse me. You must knock. I'm sorry, I have my background.
That's okay. And when were you diagnosed?
My diagnosis came in, I'm sorry, I'm really, like, at this point, I am, my mind, because I have a lot of people coming in the office. One second, please.
Okay.
I apologize. My manager is right here. Can you hold one more second?
Yeah.
One second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, what was the question? I'm sorry.
When were you diagnosed?
Oh, that was by my birthday. It was Christmas of 2019, December 25th, 2019.
2019. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'm 50.
And due to the longevity of the client being in the program.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your diagnosis?
Yes.
Have you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes. Minimum, yes.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
For about 8 years.
So J-Cod is blended in
Oh.
the bed out of the
Would you
beginning
say
of
that
the
you sprayed around it for at least 10 days
study,
or more?
you'll have no source of memory.
Yes, most definitely.
And how many hours of exposure do you
So
think you've
Durban
had to
is
round up in your lifetime?
like
It could be a rough estimate.
Ooh. How many hours?
Yeah, it could be more
And
than.
I would probably say maybe 400 hours. I don't know. You said guesstimate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 70.
400. And how long did you spray Roundup before you were diagnosed?
Okay,
Before I would, let me see.
will definitely be at
How long did I spray it before? Probably like, what, 7 years before I was diagnosed?
7 years. And then what year did you stop spraying Roundup?
In 2018.
2018. And where were you spraying it?
On my lawn and in the areas that I was killing weeds in.
I'm not sure how long they're being up there.
Okay,
A
so was that
garden.
home residential?
Oh, yeah, it's residential.
Okay.
Yeah,
And are you
so
a citizen of
for
the United
sure, I would
States?
definitely say reach out
Yes,
to
I am.
that I'm at right now.
Have you had more
We've
than
been in
one
contact since
non-Hodgkin's
July of last
diagnosis?
year.
No, I just had one.
Sorry, not to cut you off, is
Okay.
as
Was
far as
anyone
what
else in your
information
household
I can
affected as
match you
well,
in
or
that
any
moment?
neighbors,
And
family
I know
members?
you're answering a brief question.
So I'm the only one in my home, so no.
Okay. Then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to
That
you.
they have to be digestive and
Okay.
all right. HIV/AIDS or organ transplant?
No.
No, it's completely different.
Autoimmune
No.
disease or hepatitis B?
Different organizations, so like
No.
organization, they have
Hepatitis C
RIPMS
or Epstein-Barr?
levels.
No.
Just like
Arthritis,
lupus,
J-Cod, and
or
Sanofi was at the
diabetes?
freedom, so
No.
CMS because
And
they
any
find that the
cancer
folks are trying
requiring
hard,
chemo other than
as well as
non-Hodgkin's?
confirmed how they so
No.
cancer, things like that.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Symptomatic management. So they
Okay.
assist
And
you
I
all
have
symptom
your
management,
first name
conditions,
spelled
equipment,
A-N-A-S-A.
and medicine and
A-N-A-S-A.
eligibility, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And your last name, COOPER.
That's correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Are you married?
He would,
No.
record
Okay.
intensive just
And
review
what
and
is your date of
prescriptive
birth?
measures when I can
12/20/1969.
The services are only available to the client when he's enrolled
And
in the
your current
program. So
age
once he leaves, and I'm
is
speaking to the
55.
they don't follow me. Yeah.
Right. And your social.
Is 558-194-815.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Just how did I learn? Because of my, I was having symptoms, and then after being diagnosed, it was asked, was I around any chemicals or anything? And then just looking on social media about the Roundup, the connection was made back then.
Yes, no, I didn't. So I'm
Oh,
about to
I
have this
see.
meeting and then I'm gonna give you a call right back.
Okay. And when was that? When did
Okay,
you
thank you.
become aware that it was related? Or at least the year, if you remember.
It had to be around, maybe about the end of the eighth, probably like the beginning of the mid of the 19, yeah, about mid of 2019.
So June of 2019?
Yeah, I would say like May-ish.
I'm good. This is Quenisha. I was just on the training with you. I'm good. I was actually trying to connect my team to see
okay.
What we're like, where we're located, to see if we can possibly
2019. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'7", and I'm 185 pounds.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
And then your main cell phone number, is that the 562-349-4856?
That's correct.
And do you have an email address I can put down?
Yes, my first name, Anasa, A-N-A-S-A dot Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, at yahoo.com.
And how many times per month were you using Roundup?
Per month, I would say about 8 times, being like 3 times a week, yes, 8 times.
And when did you first start using Roundup?
In 2010, I remember probably like August 2010.
2010. Did you use any protective gear when applying it?
No, I didn't. I always have on gloves, but that's about it.
Okay. And in what state were you spraying the Roundup in?
In California.
And you said you were spraying at home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a rough estimate of how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime?
Oh, I don't have a rough estimate. One second, though, but I know. One second. Let me just see if I can kind of get a number.
Okay.
4. One second.
Okay.
Over 2,200 times, I would say.
Oh, okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange?
No.
And as far as the type of Roundup you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
It was a premix with a water base, I guess.
Okay. Did you purchase it from a company that is incorporated or has a place of business in California?
Yes. Yes.
Where was it purchased from?
Home Depot.
Oh, okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
I may have a receipt. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Okay, that's okay.
God,
for right now, I'll put no, but if you do find anything, you can let the attorneys know.
Okay, sounds good.
And have you ever smoked before?
Years and years ago, but I haven't been smoking for over 20-something years.
Well, how long did you smoke for?
Probably for like 4 or 5 years, maybe.
With homelessness, and we assist in
okay.
A small
and are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Just
what is your current employer?
A step to freedom. A step to freedom.
Out in terms of occupation or things of that nature.
Freedom. And your current job title?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Your current job title?
Program manager.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
During that time, I wasn't working this actual job, but yes, I did.
Okay. Do you know how much time or the dates that you were unable to work?
I don't remember those. I don't remember that.
Okay. And then what is your employer address?
It's 164 East 80th Street. And that's Los Angeles, California, 90043. Correct.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Right. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then we are almost done. Can I get your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
Okay. His name is Dr. Philip Chatham. And that's Memorial of Gardena. Memorial Gardena.
That's the one on Redondo Beach Boulevard?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you said it was Dr. Philip
Chatham?
Okay.
Okay.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It's impacted me personally, just my health, overall health. Just what I have been through after contracting that or whatever. Just horrible. My life has been it's changed drastically.
Gosh. Well, how are you doing now?
I'm recovering. I'm getting better. It's still a long road ahead, but yes.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yes, both of those, most definitely.
And then do you have any, you said you do have medical records, just not on you?
Yes, that's correct.
And then just to confirm, your doctor's last name, I'm only seeing Dr. Philip Abdush.
It's CHATHAM, Chatham.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You find them?
Yes. And then for your treatment, was it at the same facility or a different one?
No, it's at the same facility.
Same one. Do you remember your treatment date?
I believe my treatment started on the 27th, December the 27th.
Of what year?
2019.
19. And was it with the same doctor or a different doctor?
It was with the same doctor.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy, and they cut me open on my side. Then I got chemotherapy and painkillers and things of that nature.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then what is your current home address?
1203 North Mulberry, Mulberry Avenue. That's Compton, California, 90222. And that's Unit C, sorry.
Unit number C, or
Correct. Correct.
okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
I don't have one, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I will just keep your information there as well. Okay. And before we wrap up, I did want to make sure you know what to expect next. So while they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you over to them directly and introduce you.
Okay.
And they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. That's completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
And they may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you do see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up.
Okay, and this is the lawyer's office.
Yeah, I'll send you the law firm's information.
Okay.
And can you confirm that you'll be available to talk with them as you have with me today?
Yes, I will be able.
Perfect. And did you have any questions before I submit your information?
No questions.
Okay, then I just sent you a DocuSign link. You should have received it as a text message and to your email, so whichever one you prefer to open up.
Okay.
I think it just went through.
Okay, I have it.
And then I will be on the line while you look over that in case you have any questions, but I'm sending you a text from my direct line right now so you have my number too.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I completed it.
Okay, let me check. I also just sent you that text in case it's from a 949 area code.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just received it. Okay. And that is all I need at the moment, and then I will be giving you a call again later. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, it's good. Good. Everything is good, and I have no questions. I appreciate you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Bye.